I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, we want to talk about food and health. Singer-songwriter Angie Stone talks about how she is facing the challenge of diabetes and wants to help other African-Americans to do the same. And Food Network celebrity chef George Stella on how he fought his way back from a serious weight problem. But first, we're going to start off with a very different side of food, the rising cost. Around the world, the prices for basic foods are escalating to the point that riots have been triggered. Some governments have moved to increase their budgets for food subsidies. Others are rationing the purchase of such staples as rice and bread. The situation is so bad that the group of eight world leaders will talk about food prices for the first time in 30 years when they meet this July. Here to talk more about why this is happening and what can be done is Antonio Guterres, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. He was kind enough to join me here in the studio. Welcome. Thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What is triggering this spike in food prices and why has it reached a crisis point? It seems that this happened very quickly.
I think it's important to recognize that this is just not an accident. It's a structural change in the food markets. In the demand side, we have a growing number of people becoming members of the middle class in countries like India and China, not only eating more, but eating different. And if you eat more meat, for instance, to produce meat, you need a huge amount of grain. And so the impact from the demand side is very strong. At the same time, in the supply side, we had several kinds of problems. Droughts in some parts of the world, some diversion, namely to biofuels and things of the sort. And altogether, I think a new imbalance has been created. And because of that, we are facing at the same time a humanitarian disaster. And this humanitarian disaster needs a robust response, and the World Food Programme is appealing for world support in order to be able to respond to the most dramatic needs, namely of the poor around the world. But there is not only a humanitarian disaster. There is something that will not be solved with a quick fix.
Why can't the usual mechanisms like food aids and subsidies address this problem? I mean, because a number of countries are still net exporters of food. So I think a lot of Americans are wondering, since the U.S. is one of those countries, wondering why is it that the amounts that seem to be flowing from these net exporter nations are not sufficient to address this problem?
Well, the market has changed. There is a new imbalance, as I said. Now we are in a short supply situation. And indeed, the need to fix it goes far beyond measures like food aid or subsidies or whatever. It deals with trade, it deals with development cooperation, it deals with technology, it deals with a new strategy, both at national level, in the developing world, and at global level. But of course, it takes time. And in between, you have people that suffer. You need some emergency measures, and those relate to, first of all, food aid in some circumstances, but also to the support of governments that face very difficult situations and need cash in order to be able to sustain the livelihoods of their people.
Who are you most worried about right now? Who are the most vulnerable people and populations? And are there particular regions of the world that are most vulnerable?
I would say the two biggest worries for me are the urban poor. And the world is getting more and more urbanized and more people living in big towns, and they have no other way. So the urban poor and the displaced, namely the refugees, but also the internally displaced people that also have lost contact with their communities and have not the capacity to farm.
Because they're
utterly dependent. They're in an extremely vulnerable situation.
They're totally dependent.
Mm-hmm. These are the main victims of this situation. And this is why this appeal of the World Food Programme is so important.
What is needed in the short term and what is needed in the long term? And as I mentioned, the G8 is going to meet on this topic in July, but is that soon enough?
Well, in the short term, you need massive support to the World Food Programme and massive support to governments that are facing huge budget deficits if they want to cope with the need to support their populations in this difficult situation. But this will not solve the problem. And the problem, as I said, requires new strategies in the world markets. We need to use the market, but to use the market in a way that production of food increases substantially in the near future, and that the prices can be affordable for the poor. And then there is another dimension which is very important. What we are having now with this pressure on food prices is increased instability. You mentioned riots, and indeed, especially for young democracies and for governments, democratic governments in countries that went out of conflict recently, this is a huge challenge. And they need the support of the international community, because if not, they might be facing a situation in which peace and democracy will not be sustainable.
But as I mentioned, the G8 will be meeting on this in July, and you've indicated this is a crisis now. Should there be steps taken before then, in advance of then, to address this? And what are those specific steps?
I do believe the international community needs to pay particular attention to the situation of those democratic countries that face now the challenge of instability and the challenge of sustainability of democracy in itself. And to make sure that this does not translate into triggering new forms of conflict, into threatening peace in different areas of the world, where we know that very recently we were at war and peace has been conquered with a lot of effort. And the international community cannot disregard this dramatic collateral damage caused by increased food prices.
Very briefly, though, a lot of people in this country are of the impression that the push toward biofuels, which are largely based on corn, is creating a shift to alternative food items like sort of wheat and soybeans that are much more expensive. Is that your view as well, or do you think the situation is more complicated than that?
I think it's not as easy as that, but it is true that in global markets that are tight from the point of view of food production, the diversion into biofuels has been one of the factors contributing to the present situation. But of course, we cannot compare. There are different aspects of it depending on the country, the possibilities of doing different things. So I don't think there is an analysis that can be applied to all situations. In global terms, it's true that this diversion to global fuels is one of the factors that is impacting on the present crisis.
Antonio Guterres is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington studio on his way to official meetings to address this problem. So we thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very, very much.